I'll never forget being at the Cotton Gin in Roscoe and getting to walk through that Cotton Gin. I was lucky enough to be with my kids and my wife, who was traveling with me in that part of West Texas. And we all got to learn what happens to that cotton when it comes from the field, and what it looks like when it's finally shipped off. 24 people working in that cotton gin, not a single one of them was born in Roscoe or nearby Sweetwater or Texas or the United States of America. Every single one to a person born in Mexico or El Salvador or some other part of the world, willing to do the very hard work in that cotton gin.
That's Beto O'Rourke, who is a Democratic representative from El Paso, Texas, member of the House of Representatives, as they prepare to come to a solution on immigration, immigration reform, and the Dreamers. And when it comes to agriculture, O'Rourke says he understands completely how important this is to the industry.
Same thing that I found in Quanah, walking the cotton field there with somebody who's been working that land for as long as he's been alive, with his dad, who owned that land before him. The only people that they can get to work that land are immigrants who are coming through. Being in Goldthwaite, Texas, and having a town hall meeting in a restaurant started by a young couple 2 weeks before from Jalisco, Mexico. They are literally working the jobs that no American will work and investing, putting their hard-earned money into those local economies to complement what the fourth generation, fifth generation Texan is willing to do as well. That's a story of Texas, the most diverse state in the country. It's the story of the United States of America. It's what makes us great.
So coming to a solution on immigration will require simple education and just common sense thinking, O'Rourke explains.
And so I know that Texas knows this and has the opportunity to lead on this, Republicans and Democrats alike. I was in Dawson, Texas, meeting with a cotton and wheat farmer. And he said that he was at the cafe that morning and some folks were grousing about immigrants and them taking jobs. And he challenged me, he said, has any one of you had your job taken by an immigrant? And no one could say that they hadn't. He said, well, has your son or your daughter had their job taken? A cousin, anyone you know? And everyone had to admit, no, none of us have had our jobs taken by immigrants. We need to stop looking at this as a threat or a problem, and instead as an opportunity. And there has to be order to this, and we have to have laws that are followed, but laws that reflect our values and our reality and our self-interest as a state. And perhaps no industry, no part of the state understands that as well as our farmers and our ranchers and the agricultural industry in Texas. So I would love to see us, again, Republicans and Democrats, lead on the issue of immigration. This is our moment to do it. The country is waiting for our leadership.
And as the House begins the negotiation and debate on immigration reform, President Trump has already said he will not sign the moderate bill. He says he wants a bill that gives the country tremendous border security and that we have to have that. Now, he says he fully supports the Goodlatte bill and the House leadership bill, but is talking about the discharge petition that's been brewing in the House. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.